Health for Men with your host Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it comes to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this shit time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to everybody. We want to welcome you all here. If you're brand new here, we want to welcome you guys here. The information that we are teaching you on this show is 100% us. It's 100% coming in-house. We don't repeat what other people do. So I want to welcome all you guys here. We're about to chop up game in a second here, guys. So make sure y'all understand and shout out to everybody in the room. Shout out to everybody that's going to be listening to this joint later on. Shout out to all you guys out there. Especially a big shout out to my dogs, the 307 that came into the game and gave the love that we got on that date. Shout out to you guys out there. Also, what we want to do is say to you guys out there, if you get the opportunity and you want to learn some game and stuff, go ahead and hit that like button. Go ahead and subscribe. Get that notifications up, dog, so we can go ahead and chop it up like we do as men. Also, if you're listening to us, one thing we always tell you, we are the only guys on YouTube trying to show you what the mind is about when there's actual game on the street. We talking about before the internet, before all this stuff, there was ways that men learn how to become men. And we're saying to you guys, this is part of the process. Please go in your car, go to the dollar store, go to a Walmart, go to a dollar store. It doesn't matter. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. Very important to do, because the only way that you're going to begin the process of understanding oneself is by able to communicate to oneself as a man. Go home, dump the puzzle pieces on the thing, rip the box up, and begin the process of putting your world together your way. Also, guys, we ask all you guys out there, if you want to, go ahead and take notes. If you have any questions, go ahead and put a Q. If you are texting someone, go ahead and put a T. And if you want to call in. Hey, guys, we got a great show for y'all today. We're gonna really be chopping this up today. Really chop it up. But also, I just want to let y'all guys know, I will have the moderators know. Moderators, any disrespect, time out. Two disrespects, kick out. Just keep it like that, okay? We want to keep it like that. But I welcome all you guys here. I appreciate all you guys. Please get your notebooks out. Ask all your questions that you want to have, because we are getting deep in the game today. We're going to get deep, really deep, because we got to stop wasting our time and start taking more risks. We got to stop wasting our time, gentlemen, and start taking more risks as men. You know what's so great about the game, gentlemen? And this is why I love teaching it, because no one teaches you what we're about to learn today. No one talks about this because everybody is trying to figure out what color you are and all that stuff. And you know the theme. You know the theme that we always push. And we are the first ones to call the theme. And you know what we're saying. So for all you guys out there thinking about, you know, all the pills and plates and all that other stuff, we're here to teach you to stop taking any damn pill and start taking the me pill. Because the only way you're going to grow is to start making the game about you and stop making it about theory. Game is not theory, gentlemen. Every experience that each and every one of you have out here, guys, is a result that you have created. And what I'm trying to get all you guys to see, again, we talk about the scribe. We talk about your warrior. We talk about all the components. We talked about the blacksmith. But, guys, I'm going to add another one. Just graze on this guy because this part is going to be in the book. But let me ask you this question. It's amazing how when every year, if you're driving a car, you got to take that in to a building to plug it up to the engine and get it inspected. When are you getting your mind inspected? When are you calibrating not only your mindset, but your compass on how you are? Because, see, gentlemen, the only way that you can understand yourself and the only way you can be true to yourself is by learning who you are, knowing what another man does or working about or thinking about other men and thinking about whatever people, everybody else is doing is not going to help you grow. Because each and every one of you, you have a compass. You have a core. But you don't realize and know you have a core because you're always looking outside of yourself for everything instead of looking in the mirror at yourself to learn actual game. But in order to understand your compass, you must understand why you are taking tons of risks right now. And most of you guys don't even realize it. You're taking risks all day, every day, and you don't even realize it. You would rather risk being a man to go and listen to someone on YouTube teaching you theory. You would risk standing on your own square by coming up and conjuring up words and phrases for yourself. You choose to risk having laws, rules, and codes because you feel that because of the big bad wolf under your bed called women are so bad that you can't be a man in your own eyes. So you are taking risks, gentlemen, but the risks that you are taking are not the right risks, and that's the problem because you are off right now, and so many of you guys don't understand why you're off. You're off because your internal compass that should keep you eyes forward is always looking to the left at the next man, always looking to the right at the next woman, or always looking behind you at your past, being a victim of your past, looking at what other men are doing and worrying about women. But the one thing you're not doing is going forward with your compass, gentlemen. Your compass to align with your thoughts. Your compass to align with who you are. And I love this. I want to say the love to this guy. Appreciate the love. His girlfriend told him, hey, guys, his girl told him, don't listen to that man because you should know better. Thank you so much, sinful dudes. Because a guy, I guess I hate women because I get so much ass. I guess I hate women, right? But they love me. They want to be with me. They want to sleep with me. So if that's what you feel in your mind is 2 + 2 = 5, then I welcome you with open arms, young man, because you'll never get the game, son. But as I'm saying before, for all you guys out here, always remember that because you don't have your compass, and let me give you all an example. I want to show you this. This is a teachable moment, gentlemen. All my dogs, listen. This is a teachable moment. Listen to me. This is why I love this comment. This is a teachable moment. See, when you don't have a sense of self and your compass is either going to the left, worrying about men, going to the right, worrying about women, or looking in your past, what do you think is controlling this young man right now? His mind is saying, you know what? This guy hates women. He can't help you grow. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know anything about game. He's just a woman-hating guy. He's bashing women. He's bashing the world. Don't listen. So you know what? Don't listen and focus on what he says. Look at that poor black bastard. He doesn't know what he's doing. So why don't we get mad at him? Let's keep the focus off of you and think about the angry way that you should be right now. And this is what we're saying right now. Because unfortunately for this young man, he will always have feminine energy. And you can't do nothing but say, okay, you can't get mad at him. You can't get upset at him because everybody is not supposed to learn the game. But I'm showing you, as a man, as I said to you before, you're off right now. You're off in the way you think. You're off in the way you feel. You're off in the way that you learn, and you just don't understand, why am I the way I am? And you don't realize everything that you do and every thought that you have will create the lifestyle that you're on right now. This is the pathway you're on right now. Spagoli, I'm going to hang up on you because I don't want to talk to you right now. I don't want to hear your voice. Do not call me. Anyway, as we're saying right now for you guys out here, the reason why you are taking on somebody else's thoughts, okay? The reason why you are being what you are. Let me help Gamer 300 out. Gamer 300, I love this comment. Let me help out my dog, Gamer 300. I don't understand why dudes hate on other dudes rather than learn and gain knowledge and build tools to excel the game. Because, gamer, that's part of the game. Nobody, gamer, wants you to free your mind, gamer. You think the marketers and advertisers want you to free your mind? You think your church wants you to free your mind? You think your parents want you to free your mind? Do you think women want you to free your mind? Absolutely not. So they're going to do everything they can to stop you guys from growing by hating on people who have actual game. That is not a pickup artist using pickup lines, gimmicks, or manipulation. But they don't want you to know this information. They don't want you to calibrate your internal compass to know that what you think and what you do and your words and your memories serve you and only you. Man, wait a second. Hold on, let me bring it. Area code 714, how can I help you?
Hey, Steve. Great show. Can I tell great
you,
talk.
Stop. Paul, stop. Didn't I tell you not to call me? Didn't I tell you don't call back? Do not call me. Hang your phone up, sir. When you said you play with dolls, I don't think that's funny. Because you guys think the game is funny and you want to joke around, but this ain't a joking matter because y'all are at risk right now. because in a few days you will be 7 months into the new year and you're the exact same person you are right now. And your mind is not serving you. Your mind is destroying you from the inside. Destroying you from the inside. Because you are not leading yourself the way a man leads himself. There is no talk down to myself. There is no ridiculing myself. There's only how I grow as a man and what direction is my compass taking me, and that is forward into a future. I am not what women think about me. I am not what males think about me, and I am not what my past is, because those three things I cannot control. Thus, they are none of my business, gentlemen. The thing that gives you the power and the thing that gives you the strength is how you see the world yourself. Erico 561, sir, how can I help you, sir?
Hi. My question is about looking back, looking to my left and
yes,
looking
sir.
Right, because at the moment, I'm that's literally me, and even though I'm focused on what's ahead of me, I still find myself a lot more than free.
Okay, sir.
Okay,
wait, real quick, sir.
Wait,
one thing at a time, sir. Wait, sir. One thing at a time. Let me explain why you're this is a lie that you're telling yourself. Listen. A man only looks one way, and that's forward. And if you're looking to the left and you're looking to the right, then you're not doing it correctly, because you're still caught up in whatever it is you are holding yourself back on. What does your past, other women and other guys have to do with you, sir? Let me know.
Nothing.
Okay, so what is your question? How can I help you, brother?
I just wanted some tips on just any tip that would
if I were to give you a tip, I would do harm. But brother, you see how your mind just sabotage you, my brother? Do you see how your mind sabotage you?
No.
Okay. If you were to go to surgery, right, to learn how to be an open heart surgeon, would you look for a tip? Do you think a tip is going to show you how to do an open heart surgery? Is a tip going to show you how to fly an airplane? And will a tip help you be a lawyer?
No.
So look what your mind just did to you, my big dog. 772, we got you next. But look what your mind did to you. See, your mind is the thing that is tricking you, because you're looking for a tip. And if you're looking for a tip, then you don't want to be a man, because a man doesn't take tips and run with it. What is a tip going to do for you? Tell me. If I were to give you a tip, what is a tip going to do for you? Is that going to change anything, you think?
No.
So then why would you ask for something that's not going to help you?
I thought it would help, like, give me a bit of
See, a lot of you guys will go on YouTube for what? Tips, right? And look at think about it right now. Now, I just want you to think about this. For 6 months and 28 days of the year, you have been looking for nothing but tips, and yet you're still the same person, and you don't even understand why you're that same person. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not trying to fix yourself. You're looking for tips. You see what I'm saying, my friend?
Yes, yes, yes. Right there, you just mentioned about me knowing myself. I called a few days ago. And I was the one that you had given the advice to not only should I know myself, I should know why about myself I am the way I am and be able to communicate that. But and right then and there, I'm having a bit of difficulty.
Hold on, caller. Let me tell you, you're not having a bit of difficulty. You just choose not to learn. Let me ask you a question. What do I say in every show in the beginning? What do I tell you to go get?
Get your puzzle pieces. Get your puzzle
pieces. Do you have them? Do you have them?
Yeah. It teaches me patience. First of all, it taught me that
you must keep working and keep working your puzzle pieces to get your answer. Your answer's
we'll do.
In there.
All right, no problem.
I'm sorry.
I will get right back on it. No problem. No problem.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just saying, don't just do it to do it. Do it to communicate with yourself. Until you trust yourself to communicate to yourself, to believe in yourself, to move for yourself, you will never understand this part of the game because you are being pulled in three different directions right now. You're getting pulled from the side and the back, but you're not getting pulled from the front. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yes, and thank you, Steve. All right.
All right, respect to you, man.
I will make sure I focus on my puzzle pieces. And
please.
I'll call back when I finish. Or
all right,
when
wonderful,
I've learned what it is, it will teach me. Thank you.
All right, throw you back in. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Eric code 772. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, how you doing? You can hear me?
I can kind of hear. If you speak up a little bit, I can hear you. But what's up?
Basically, just where I'm at, as a young man, like, developing and stuff, like, I understood that, you know, coming out of the relationship, I was just in that my mental health is more something that I got to deal with on my own. And so
what about your mental health? What about your mental health that you got to work on? Talk to me.
Well, in the relationship I was in, I always looked to the girl that I was with when I had an issue when I was in the relationship. And I never understood that I had to find that within myself. And so
Young man. Yes. Great job. Yes. That's the key, right?
So,
see, this is what nobody wants to tell you. Everybody wants you to think what they think. All that theory of hypergamy, female nature, and all that silly stuff, they don't want you to be free, okay? And I don't want you to look at yourself as a mental health case. I want you to look at someone that is trying to find himself. Don't tear yourself down that way because you're not a mental health case. You're just someone that doesn't understand things, okay?
Yeah.
But what is your question? How can I help you? What's your question?
Well, it's more just like looking for affirmation because I watch your show all the time.
Don't look for affirmation. Brother. Stop looking for motivation and affirmation. Man, that's feminine things. Don't look for that stuff.
All right.
When you're looking at an affirmation, I'm good today. I'm special today. Is that something you're reading outside of yourself, or is that something you're saying to yourself? Come on, think about it. When you look at that piece of paper that says, oh, you're special today, is that outside of you or is that in you?
I'm not following. Like, what do you mean by the
piece of paper? All right, I'm going to say it again. When you're looking at that affirmation or that silly piece of paper, when you're looking at is that outside of you or internal?
I would say the affirmation is outside of me.
Right, so it's wrong. Yeah, you got to start. Yeah, I don't know why. Everything's tired up. So you got to talk up, caller. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's the problem because you say it's inside of you, and that's the problem. Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, but you just got to speak up, man. Yeah, because you sound like you were in a bathroom or something. Turn the music down.
I have my AirPods in, but I guess my question is, the girl, like, I just wasn't that guy type shit. Like, I just wasn't the one that really did it for her.
The girl, what?
No, like, I wasn't the one. Like, I didn't
know.
Really
what is your
question? Like,
okay, you're telling me a statement. What is your question, sir? What is the question?
Do I have to just, like, suck up the pain of, like, being in love and just kind of leave it alone.
Stop falling in love. That's what girls do. Fall into respect. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what falling in respect is about, brother. Okay, you ready? Falling into respect is, listen, love her beautiful eyes. Love that beautiful smile. Love her beautiful body. Love the curves of her body. Love the way she treats you. Love yourself this much more. And demand more from her because you're king. So stop falling in love and demand respect from that woman. See, when you're in the feminine, all you're doing like the woman is falling in love. You're leading with your emotions and your little heart and your rainbows and unicorns, okay?
Yeah.
The love that you're going to show her that you have is when she's spending time with you. The love that you're going to have is when she is serving you. You see what I'm saying?
So what about you're doing everything for her?
I'm sorry?
What about like emotional attachment? Because we're not together no more. Like,
well, you created the feminine. Wait. You're emotionally attached. Because you were in the feminine.
Yeah, and in a way I still am, but I'm able to acknowledge that.
Because you're leading, you got your heart on your shoulders, and what you guys don't understand is women don't like soft guys. They don't want soft guys. Remember, I always talk about Disney. They do not want the hero. They want the villain, the bad boy.
All right, so how do I work towards
that? Reckoning with yourself by learning sacrifice. Sacrifice will be painful, but you must learn sacrifice. Because if you cannot sacrifice and let her go for your kingdom, then your kingdom will be run by her, and it is being run right now by her. She has total control over you.
Mm.
Okay?
All right, so she has control over me, and you're telling me that I can't be soft. So I guess that
they're going to lie. The greatest lie they'll tell you is express yourself to me. Tell me what you're feeling. Tell me what you're thinking. You never say these things to me. And then as soon as you open your mouth, she's done. Turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off.
So play it right, like the way that I see it is what you're saying?
Well, the way you see it is you're seeing it through her eyes and through her feelings and not your own as a man.
Well, I was afraid you was going to say that because that's kind of like where I was. That's how I saw it.
No, that's who you are. No, see, that's the lie you're telling yourself. You're not a was, you an are. You are still in your feelings. You're still emotionally attached to her. So what do you mean was? You're an R. You're not a was. You still are.
All right. So I'll tell you why I believe that is because I changed my mindset since, like, a few days ago I said.
Okay, brother. Let me show you the trick of the game. Let me show you something.
You know why
alcoholics and druggies will always run back to the bottle and run back to that drug? Because they're the first ones to lie to themselves and think that they can defeat the mind. You can't defeat him. He knows you better than you know yourself. So as I say, theater number one. So your problem is you think you can walk in theater number one and change the furniture and everything in that theater of poor me. You can't do that. You cannot defeat something that knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
And all you're going to do is lie to yourself talking about I change, look how loud most of y'all guys lie. I mean, again, we go back to December 31st. You're 6 months and 28 days into the year, and you never change. And the worst part about you is that you think you could defeat something that is greater than you, that has always controlled you. You cannot defeat him. The only way you can get past him is creating another.
With you.
Well, I'm not the one who said they're in their feelings, right? Did I not? Was I the one that said that they're in their cake-ass feelings? Was I the one that said I'm still emotionally attached? Was I the one that, well, then what are you talking about? You can disagree all you want. Listen, listen, listen. You can go with 2 + 2 = 5 all you want, and I will end this call and move on. I am not here to change your mind. If you want to believe that bullshit, then go right ahead, dog. I'm not trying to stay, change your mind. I'm just telling you what it is from a man that has game. So if you want me to tell you fairy tales and rainbows, you got the wrong person. So disagree all you want, but I know your kind because I'm always smashing women who deal with you.
Well, you got me misunderstood. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I disagree because, like I said, I tune in and I apply that to myself holistically.
You apply it, Mr. Affirmation? Well, how do you apply it? Do your little affirmations? How do you – tell me how you apply it. Let me hear the lie. How do you apply it?
Well, I value your opinion, and I value like –
No. It's ain't about me. No. You said you disagree. Forget what I said. Forget my opinion. I'm saying to you, you said you disagree. So I'm asking you, how are you making this change? By reading some affirmations?
Well, I would say because I started looking at it, like, realistically. It's like, all right, I understand that while I was in the relationship, she was just telling me what I wanted to hear. I had people around me that were telling me, like,
oh, wait,
yeah,
that's fine. Wait, that's fine. Are you near a light switch right now? Let me show you how you lie to yourself. Let me show you. Go to a light switch. You near a light switch right now?
No.
We're getting okay. Are you in a room that has light? Where are you at right now?
Oh no. Yeah, I got a light switch next to me.
Oh wow. Okay. So now, can you go over to your light switch, please? And I'm going to show you with your light switch how you're lying to yourself. And I'm going to show you how cold game is. You ready? You ready?
All right.
Okay. I'm sure the light is on, right? Light is on, right?
Yeah, it's on.
When I tell you to, I want you to turn the light switch off and then say, I can't turn the light off. Okay, you ready? And then when I tell you to turn the light switch on, you're going to tell me I can't turn it on and flip it on. Okay, you ready? You ready? All right, turn the light switch off. And say it out loud. Go ahead and say it.
I can't turn it off.
All right, is the light off?
Yeah.
All right, turn it on and say what?
I can't turn it on.
Why in that 1 second I'm showing you you're full of shit?
Because I did turn it on?
Yeah, when you said you couldn't turn it on. So yeah, when you're talking about all this feelings and emotions and all that little emotional stuff you're talking about, it's as simple as turning a light switch on and off. But see, you can't see that because you're in your feelings. And when you're in your emotions, everything is cluttered and blinded by. You can't see it, sir. That's why you are stuck where you're at.
All right. Well, I acknowledge that, man. I had came to a place of, like, trying to turn off my emotions. And I realized
Wait. Let me say something about emotions. See, let me say something. Listen. Okay, do you watch sports or play video games?
Yeah, I play basketball. I watch it.
Oh, you play basketball or you watch basketball?
Both.
Okay, so were you rooting for Boston or were you rooting for Golden State?
I like them both, but I'll say Golden State.
Okay, so repeat this. It's okay if you're watching Steph Curry shoot the ball and he misses. And you're like, oh, shit, God damn it. It's okay if Golden State loses. Oh, damn, man. Now they got to go back to Boston. See, that's being emotional. That's okay. See, that's okay because it's something that you can agree and disagree about, but let go and move on with your life. But your emotions, what you're feeling is a bad thing because you all in your feelings and you can't let it go. That's why it's a bad thing. And that's the problem. Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense. And I would say, like, all right, so just like I'll get mad at the game,
like the way it turned out, we got to go back to Boston for game six.
That's
whatever.
Emotional. Right. That's emotional. That's not emotions. That's just emotional because it comes and goes.
Yeah, and would you say that's a healthy thing?
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm the same way. My football team missed the field goal. I'm quite emotional. I'm salty. I'm a Cowboy. I get very emotional, but I don't have emotions.
Yeah, but you're able to let it go.
Yeah, because if you want to have emotions, right, the thing that you have right now, why don't you turn that light off of her and turn that and put that light on of you, and you'll see a difference in. Instead of loving her and putting her first, why don't you put yourself first? Why don't you love yourself and have emotions for you and appreciate what you have versus worshiping that woman like she's a deity or a god or something like that?
Well, I said, fuck that bitch. Like, that's like
No. See, stop. Wait, no, because we're not going to knock with. No. See, when you say F that bitch, right, you're in your feelings. That's what women do when they are emotionally upset. See that? A man doesn't say F that bitch. You know what a man says? Goodbye.
What he says.
So what? Mm. Next. He doesn't get in his feelings over a woman because a woman has no authority or control over him.
Mm.
She's here to make my life better. I'm not here to kiss her ass and run behind her. Why would I do that when she's going after my name, my time, and my ring? Why would I come off of my land and my fucking cloud to kiss her ass? Tell me, why would I do that?
She wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. So this is why I wouldn't say F that woman. Why say that? So that means, listen,
I mean,
as soon as you say F her, let me ask you a question. Who's renting free space in your mind as soon as you say that to her out of emotion? Is she running you or you running her?
I mean, she is, but we still going back
to
Boston.
Ain't no buts. It just is, dog. We ain't about the buts. We keeping it a buck. So, I mean, I got to keep going with the show, but you see what I'm saying? You're all over the place, man. You need some coaching and some help, buddy, okay?
All right, well, I appreciate it.
All right, we'll throw you back in respect to you. Let me grab this question here real quick. Are you not supposed to care about a woman? Well, no, wait. I didn't say not to care for a woman. I said don't put that woman first. As long as you are caring for your kingdom, you are caring for your scribe, your marketing team, your studio, your warrior, your drug lab, as long as you are taking care and caring about you first, do whatever you want. Because just like I told that man with the light switch, you can dismiss them easily and still maintain who you are when you put yourself first. Okay, then you say, X, she is sick, so you called to check on her and her health. Someone used to be in the space months ago. Still, I don't understand what you're talking about. Game, I need more information on what you're saying. But anyway, guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all got the lines are open. We're chopping it up. And we are thank you for the 100. We got 106 likes. Shout out to all you guys out there. Much love to you guys. I'm the Dean. Man Mindset. We got this. Let's eat. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's continue this. Now, guys, we're talking about risk. And I kind of asked the guys permission to show you this because it's something I want to talk about real quick because he called into the show with Licario and I earlier today saying that he had a quote-unquote threesome set up. And this is far from the truth. We finally figured out that everything is wrong. But I talked to him behind the scenes, and it's no knock on him. But I want to show you why you guys out here fail with everything, especially women. Because you guys don't ever put yourself first. And it's amazing to me how you run behind a woman as if she's special. And listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying she can't be special, but why would I grant her that word when she hasn't done anything to earn special, to earn sexy, to earn beautiful, to earn desirable? What has she actually done to deserve you guys giving her a title when she has done nothing to earn that title. This is what I'm saying, guys. We got y'all covered because I want y'all to see something. I'm going to break it down. I got the thing. Now, this, I just saw some things about this that was disturbing. It was it's very disturbing to me what I saw. I saw something very disturbing. Now, I'm going to pop the first one out. Let's look at the first one. It's something very disturbing. Now, I want y'all to see this right here. If y'all looking, if y'all guys are looking, oh, shit, damn, drop it. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. Don't worry. We're working on the background. We're going to fix all this stuff up. But anyway, what I'm saying is it's very disturbing to me how this all started in October 10, 2021. And this is the same guy that says he's got a woman coming over. But I want to show you guys out here. This is very important. Because this is why you guys lose, and this is why you guys mess up. Now, yeah, Gamer, if you want to call in, please call in, Gamer. Call in, please. We'll welcome you with open arms. But listen to what I'm saying to you guys out here. I want you all to see how he's talking to this woman. This is 2021. Now, he called us earlier today saying that he had an opportunity for a threesome, but let's look at this. Let's look at how it looks like when somebody is not risking and playing it safe. Look at what he's saying. Look at what he's talking about. Where is he leading her with these soft text messages? Look at it. All they do is talk about smoking weed. And I told him it before. Guys, I'm not knocking a woman that smoke weed, but guys, y'all got to up y'all ante of women that y'all mess with. Come on, man. Stop scraping the bottom of the barrel. Please stop doing that, gentlemen. There's no knock on women that smoke, but come on, guys. Y'all are men. Y'all got to get better than that. But let's keep going. So this is what he's saying. See, he's talking about smoking and all that other stuff, okay? Say less. I'm chilling later. If you want to kick it, I'm going to be like around 7 or 8, you know. Hit you up, see what you're doing. Now, I want y'all to see this. And y'all don't even see it. He's already lost. Listen, one word, cool. Yes. East. Cool. Yes. East. That's showing you right there, gentlemen, that he doesn't have any game. Doesn't have any game. Now, we turned it around. I helped him out. He finally got a half-nude photo after I showed him some game, but I can't show you that. But what I'm showing you, the last thing that where he messed up with this woman right here. Now, this is earlier today. Now, you see it's a real time. We're like today, right? So look at what he's saying to her, okay? All right. Yo, you have plans for a birthday bash weekend. Not me and his ends, right, are going to get an Airbnb, right? You trying to join me? See that right there? Why would you talk to a woman and ask that question? Yeah, her home and her homecoming going to come because she's going to get a free ride. She's going to get the hangout for free and not do anything. And this is why y'all don't take risks, because y'all are beating around the bush and not actually asking for what you want. Listen to all this stuff. Look at everything he's saying there. This is soft. This is why you guys lose, because there is no compass, gentlemen. There is no compass with you guys out here. See, gentlemen, as your core, and when you stand on who you are and why you are, gentlemen, what you got to understand is your mindset and your core, gentlemen, will sustain you in the right direction, and it will never veer you left or right. Never veer you left and right. Yeah, that's what happened, BC. Yeah, we got together, and I told him to say a few things, and he flipped it. I wish I could show you the other part, because he got more of a he got a top nude with flowers over cupping the nipples. So he got that by just saying a few words, blew his mind away. Just said a few, changed everything around, flipped it, because that's what game does. But anyway, what I'm saying is to you guys out here is that this is why we tell you how important game is, by understanding the risk that one has to take in order to be in the game. Risk. You can't win if you don't risk it all. And I say every time you meet a woman, why don't you push all the chips to the middle of the table? Why don't you push all the chips to the middle of the table and sacrifice rejection and sacrifice her saying I have a boyfriend, and sacrifice her saying I'm not interested, and sacrifice all those beautiful words. Whoa, whoa, wait. Steve, what do you mean beautiful words? Listen to me. You don't think those are beautiful words? I have a boyfriend, I'm not interested, or rejection? That is beauty to a man who realizes his self-worth. Because is it actually my loss if I know who I am? Is it actually my loss because she is not interested in me? Is it actually my loss because she rejects me? Do I get my feelings? Absolutely not. Do I kick myself? Absolutely not. Because I'm always pushing the pendulum and the edge of who I am. And I don't want to be who I was today or who I was yesterday. Why would I want to be those losers? Yes, you hear what I'm saying? Why would I want to be the loser who I was yesterday? You want to know why he's a loser? Because he doesn't have the information that I have today. And who I'm going to be tomorrow is going to have more information on me than I have in myself today. So if I'm constantly evolving and I'm constantly building and growing my world, why can I not push all the chips to the middle of the table? Thank you, 123 likes. Appreciate 123 likes. Why can I do that? Why can I not say to myself that I'm going to risk? Because guess what? There's a million infinite possible outcomes, and whether I get her or I don't get her, at least I'm looking to move forward in my mindset. See, what shows a lot of you guys, what turns women off that you guys understand is women can recognize when you don't take risks. Because your risk is, well, embarrassment. Your risk is criticism. Your risk is rejection. Your risk is failure. Your risk is getting hurt. Your risk is everybody laughing at you. And it's amazing how you just don't love yourself enough to say, wait a second. Don't I take risks every day? When I get in my car, am I not taking a risk? Driving this vehicle all through the street at 55, 60, 70 miles an hour, going against other vehicles, do I not take the risk? But see, I am not an outcome. I am a man. I am not defined by an outcome. I'm not. But see, what you guys don't understand is that achievement and growth as men have to start with some kind of a risk. Wait a second. Did you not take the risk when you were going to the egg and you got that risk because you was going through all your mom's body and stuff? When you were laying on your back, did you not risk turning and trying to move your body and landing on your stomach? You might have cried a little bit, but you took the risk. Did you not take a risk and take your two little hands and push them up from the ground to lift yourself up only to fall back down again? But then you did it again. And then what you did as you lift yourself up, you took another risk by taking your knees to move with your arms, and you started to do this weird thing called crawling, okay? And as soon as you were satisfied and you got crawling down, you started noticing, wait a second, all the adults around me are walking with 2 feet, here I am at four. You know what? Let me climb up on something. Let me take the risk and climb up that wall. And you climbed and you fell on your butt. You probably started crying. But then you took another risk and you said, I'm going to try this again. And then because you took the risk and you could stand up, couldn't walk yet, you could just stand. But then you said, I'm going to take a risk and move my leg forward, and you fell over. Did you give up? Yeah, you might have cried a little bit, but you didn't give up. You got right back up on that wall and took that leg one step forward, two steps forward, and you were imbalanced. But you took the risk and began to do something weird called walking, gentlemen. You also, when you were young, you remember when you drove, when you had your little first little tricycle or your little cake bike, that they were training wheels on there. So it really wasn't a risk at first until you said, Mom or Dad, let's take the training wheels off and let me risk it all and learn how to balance myself on this bike. And you got on there and you fell over. Some of you scratched your knee. Some of you rolled into the grass. I don't know what happened to you. But guess what? That might have hurt a little bit. But did you not get back up and risk it and get back on the car, get back on the bike? Did you not, when you were small, get in that metal car as a that's a car and everything, okay, and sit in the car and look at all the buttons? But then as you learned how to drive, you started to risk. I think it's 12 and 3, I think it is, how you drive. Wait. Or is it 11 and 2? I think it's 11 and 2. I think it's like that. Well, I don't know. I don't remember. But you risked it. So what I'm saying to you, all your life, you've always been taking risks. And all your life, you have been, you are falling. You have become embarrassed. You have made mistakes. You have been rejected by yourself. You have criticized yourself. But you kept fighting. You kept going forward because you actually took the risk. But see, nobody's going to tell you this kind of game because they want you to feel that you are not allowed to take risks and everything, gentlemen. Because when you do what you have done as a baby, because now you can, guess what? You can walk now. You can run. You can swim. You can climb trees. You can play soccer, football, basketball, or baseball, you name the sport. But it wouldn't have gone anywhere if you didn't say, you know what? I don't want to be on my back anymore. Let me roll my ass over. You did it. You did it. Because what you don't understand about risk is the risk is the communication you have with yourself. If you notice everything I said, I didn't say anything about women. Is there anything that I said that in the last few minutes about women? No. It's always been about you. And see, that's the difference between us and those people pushing theory. They always want to use women to scare you into not taking risks. But I want you to welcome all things and do what you need to do. I mean, think about this. I mean, I do watch the Discovery Channel. And there's some really messed up things in that water. So there's a lot of stuff in that thing called an ocean. But do you not take a risk and go into the water sometimes? You don't know what's below you, but you risk it and you go into the water. Do you not do that? See, when you take the risk, like I'm saying, in everything that you do, you are exposing yourself to new opportunities, new ideas, new experiences, new worlds, and seeing new things that you are not used to seeing when you take the risk. But see, all these things, listen, the moment you decide that you want to risk it all, that's the moment that you get to break through that wall. That's the moment you get to break through the mindset and you actually get to break through the prison that is holding you back. TB, I don't know if we're going to have an ebook. I don't know, TB. But what I'm saying is you guys don't understand or overstand what I'm saying. You are the warden. You are the prisoner. And as I'm saying, like the three little pigs, you're the one that's the last pig that is boxed yourself in because in your mind, you are a prisoner of all your thoughts and everything. And what I'm saying is break them damn walls down. 224, let me bring you in, sir. How can I help you? What's your question?
Hey, Steve. How's it going? I had a situation that came up like earlier today that happened like while I was at the pool, and I just wanted to get your analysis of it. Okay, so basically, I was talking to this girl, or whatever, and
talking to her about what? Talking to her about what?
I was trying to like push my limits. I was like talking to her like.
Talking to her about? I'm gonna ask you a simple question, bro. I'm not complicated. What did you say to the woman?
I was talking to her about how I want to bring her back to my place and how I want to hook up with her.
Okay, so why do you know the woman?
I had met her like no.
Do you know her? I didn't say meet her.
No.
I'm asking, do you know her?
No, but she was leaving, and she's leaving in like a week, so.
I'm fine. I understand that. So you said go back to your place to do what?
Hook up. Like, I actually said hook up. Like, I said, I want to hook up with
and
you.
What did she say?
This is what I was confused about. She said that if those words came from this other guy, if she pointed to a guy at the other side of the pool, then she probably would have fucked him. But she said it just didn't feel right coming from you.
Because you didn't feel right about yourself. How long you say okay? How many conversations did you have with this woman?
This is the first one.
But how many times have you seen this woman?
I've never seen her before.
Okay, so you saw her and you just walked up to her. What'd you say to her?
I was like, "Hi, how you doing? My name is Emmanuel. I saw you from the other side of the pool." And I came up to you because you interested me. You looked attractive, and so I'm just coming over here to start talking to you. And then
you
I started to ask
me
her about
and you look attractive, and I want to start talking to you. Says the guy that says, "Let's go back to my." Okay, you said I'm interested in you, and I want to start talking to you, right? So let's
right.
look at that neighborhood you were in. You were in. I'm interested in you, and I want to talk to you. But then all of a sudden, you wanted to go into the other neighborhood. Let's go back to my place.
There's like 20 minutes of conversation.
I'm trying to show you some surface dweller if you just pay attention. See, again, your conversation was trying to manipulate a situation. Let's say in that 20-minute span, watch this, guys, in that 20-minute span, what did y'all talk about?
So I started talking about the reason I like her. I was like, I liked the swimsuit that she was wearing. It was a nice swimsuit color, and
When did you become metrosexual? Did you go, your dress is a pretty girl, ooh.
No, I was saying like it hugs.
How you see on the runway?
I was saying it like hugs your body the right way. It really brings out your curves.
Okay, hug the body right way. So what else did you talk about in that 20 minutes other than that?
And then I started talking about, like, how she said she was leaving in a week and how she had graduated last week. And so she hadn't really known what to be doing with her life. And I was like, well, nothing better than hooking up with an attractive black guy then, right? You know? And then
nothing like hooking up with an attractive black guy who has no game. There's nothing like hooking up with an attractive black guy. So when she pointed at the other guy that she would smash, was it a black guy she pointed at?
No, it was a 6'3" white dude.
Okay, cool. No problem. But why do you think you wasn't the guy?
Well, that's what I was confused by. Like, I was being as direct as I have ever
you
been.
You was not
life.
Being direct. Okay, listen. Again, like I said last night, here you go, service dweller. It's okay to want to have sex with him, as I told you. But when you start trying to pander and kiss her ass, then you're trying to impress her turns into manipulate. You're trying to manipulate something by talking to her about her body and her dress and all that other stuff. You think you're the first guy to say that goofy stuff?
It wasn't about – no.
No, it was about – because I'm just taking what you told me. It was about that. Because here you – listen, watch this. You were talking about the dress. You're talking about school, but you never talked about you. You never discussed you. You never showed her why she should be with you. But you want to know why you couldn't do that. Ready, caller? You ready how deep game is? You want to know why?
Why?
Because you invited her into your mind as soon as you said, I need to get this thing really bad. And that's where you went wrong. You put extra pressure on yourself by having her in your head. See, let me show you the difference. It's different. Okay, if I'm at the pool and I see a woman and she looks good, okay, cool. But the reason why she won't be in my mind is because I'm trying to see if she's worth my attention or my time. I can't even offer the respect or the dick yet because she hasn't proven anything to me. So if I'm thinking that way, is she in my mind? No, because I'm going to talk at her. I mean, excuse me, not at her. I'm going to talk to her, right? And we're going to talk, and through that conversation, I'm going to move that right on over. Matter of fact, tell me something that she said. Tell me something that she said to you.
She said that she just graduated and that she'll be moving out in around a month.
Okay, she's moving out around in a month. So you have a month window, right?
No, but she's going to be going home like next week. So she says this is going to be her last week here.
So then and what did you say to her? What did you say to her?
I was like, oh, really?
Why are you laughing? See, why? I'm not joking. Why? What did you say, man?
I said, oh, really? You know, it sounds like, you know.
Oh, really? Okay, stop. Okay, fine. See, talking at her. See that, guys? Oh, really? Well, you know what I would have said? Because I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to say, you know what? Then that gives me, hey, that's cool because guess what? That gives you a week to see why you should spend more time with me. Because, yes, even though I saw you over there and you caught my eye, I had to see what's behind that smile, and that's why I'm here right now. And now that I'm here with you, now that gives you 1 week to realize what kind of man you're in front of. So before you leave, I'm sure you and I are going to get together in a more intimate way. Now, you see the difference how I'm talking to her and versus your, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out, hey, what's up, China White? Let me give China White, I'm going to give you a wrench, baby girl. Shout out to China White. How you doing, China White? Shout out to her. But do you see what I'm saying, caller? I'm not trying to impress her. I'm trying to show her that, listen, it's about me. It's going to be about us. But I want to let you know that, yes, you are attractive. That's why I'm here. Yes, you caught my eye. That's why I'm here. But I need to know more about you. What are you? You see what I'm saying? I want to know more about you, but I want to let you know why I'm here. I'm not here to tell you about your bathing suit. I'm not here to talk about college and all that other stuff. I'm here to show you why me. And I'm here to show you that through me, you're going to laugh, smile, blush, think, and react. And you know what? I'm not going to rush this because I got a week. And even though, hey, call it, even though I've met women who had weeks or 2 weeks, you want to know why we got together in a few days? Because she realized that I wasn't trying to force myself on her. I wasn't desperate. I wasn't needy. And I knew the one thing that you don't know. How many times I keep telling you? Her mind. She has values. Gentlemen, listen to me. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to wake up and learn game. Every woman that you meet and every woman that you talk to and every woman you want to sleep with, you must understand the rules of the game. Her beliefs, judgments, her morals, her values, and she does not trust you. You see what I'm saying, 224? She doesn't trust. So now let's take that. And what do you think she thinks about you when you're saying, let's go back to my place, when she doesn't trust you? She has morals, values, ethics, judgment, and all that other stuff. What are you saying to her?
I'm saying, like, basically, oh.
You're saying she's a whore, she's a slut, and she's dirt under your flip-flops. Because she has met you before. And this is why I keep telling you guys out here, it's okay to want a woman. I don't want to shame you in wanting women. I'm glad you guys want women. But you got to see the mindset of the woman as well. She doesn't know you. So you think she doesn't trust you. She doesn't. What makes you think she's just going to waltz off and go into a house or an apartment of a guy she just met? Please explain that to me.
Well, that's why I was like trying to like talk like.
No, you're the problem. You were trying. Yoda said there is no try. Do or do not. There is no try. You were trying. I don't try. I do. But what I do is show her why me. You're talking about her swimsuit. You're talking about college. You're talking about everything but what you need to talk about, big dog. 973, I got you next. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if she had a week, see, if you were cool, if you were doing your puzzles and realized, you know what, I got a week. So I don't need it right now. I just need to position myself and go ahead and give her my information and let things roll from that point. Because listen to me. See, for a lot of you guys, you don't understand all the eyes that's on her. Was her friends around?
No. She was reading.
Were there other guys around?
There was other people around in the pool area, yes.
Right, that she was talking to. Was she by herself?
She was by herself, like, just reading a book.
Reading a book, mind her own business, reading a book. And then here you are talking to her about her swimsuit and her outfit and all this other stuff. So what do you say? And then all of a sudden you say, let's go back to my place?
Yeah.
And what, she was supposed to magically throw that book down, the porn music come on, and she go back to your place? All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm sick of you laughing, dog. You're wasting my time with the laughter. I'm being serious, and this is why y'all take everything as a joke, why y'all lose, because y'all think everything is funny. And this is why y'all lose, and this is why they don't want to be with around a lot of you soft, buckled, grass-eating lions. 973, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, is this me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Dang. So, look, I had an altercation. Not altercation, but interaction with a woman yesterday.
Okay, can you speak up a little bit? Just speak up a little bit. I got you. Speak up a little bit. Speak up a little bit. I got you. What's going on?
Hold on. I'm sorry. I got my AirPods on. Hold on. Let me take it off. Hold on.
Take them off, please, if you could, because you kind of sound far away. And guys, we got you. If y'all want to call and got a question, we got you. But I'm trying to show y'all some game. I want y'all to win. I'm here for y'all guys. I want y'all to win. I want y'all to soak up this ism, okay? All right?
How about
there
you now?
Go.
Can you hear me?
China White said it right. Hold on. I got to pop this up right there, China White. Most men are scared of rejection. Women can say, China, I'm trying to tell them, China. She can smell you a mile away because she's met you before in elementary school. She's met you before in junior high school. She's met you before in high school and in college. So you cannot fake trying to be real. All right, I just wanted to give China some rose on that one. What's up? What's your question, brother? What's up, brother?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. What's your question? What's up?
Yeah, Steve. So I had an interaction with a woman yesterday. Now, I was at my job. I'm doing my thing, so I know you don't really advise that, but whatever.
Wait. Was this a woman at work? Wait. Did she work with you, or did she come to your job?
No, sir. So really, look, I just pull trash at night. I go from apartment complex to apartment complex, and I saw her walking her dog. So we happened to be crossing paths.
You were doing security.
So, look, I saw her dog. The dog caught my attention.
Brother, look. I'm asking.
I thought you were joking. No. I wasn't doing security. I pull trash at night. I do valet living.
Okay, what happened? Right, you walked up to her. What'd you say? All right, let's get to the nuts. We walked up to her. What'd you say to her?
I ran into her a couple months ago. This is my second interaction.
Whoa, let's back it up. Let's back it up.
All right.
You ran into her a few months ago, and what'd you say to her when you first saw her?
Back then, she was walking her dog. That dog caught my attention. It's kind of rusty. I don't remember the whole conversation, but I didn't get her name.
If you don't remember the whole conversation, how can she remember you? What is the rule of Jill Scott? What is my Jill Scott rule? Were you ready? What's the rule?
I don't know the rule, Steve.
All right, let me listen. Here's the rule. Listen.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So did you tell her what to do, or were you beating around the bush talking about little Toto?
I was beating around the bush.
Well, then why do you think, okay, wait. Why do you guys start and think that as soon as you talk about that little, it's such a little cute dog. It's so pretty. Oh, my God. It must, you know what she's saying? Sucker. She's saying weak. She's saying inexperienced. She's saying that this MF is trying to use my dog, thinking that it's going to warm my heart so I can open my legs. Are you serious? What? Okay, so that's strike one, strike two. So now let's get to when you saw her again. Yeah. What happened when you saw her? Thank you, 163 likes.
I saw her. I saw the dog. Sparked up a conversation from there. I didn't get her name.
What was the conversation?
The conversation was mainly about the dog, Steve. I'm going to be honest. Mainly about the dog.
You still talking
about
Toto? With the Toto? What?
I know, man.
Why were you talking about the dog?
I know, man.
So what did you ask? Okay, you talking about the dog. So where did this lead to? 757, I got you next. Where did it lead to? You talking about the dog. Where did it lead to?
It didn't lead to shit, Steve. It led to some bullshit. Just some bullshit. I was just trying to make conversation. That's it.
I didn't want to get her name, didn't want to get her number,
but I just went about it the wrong way.
What are you telling the woman when you're talking about that dog? That I don't
when I see
know
the dog,
what I'm doing. Call it. I want you to think for a second. Always remember what you are on the outside of that bedroom is the same way she perceives you in the bedroom. So if you are talking about that dog, you know what you're going to be?
Well, I was wondering if it's okay with you to come hang out and we can watch Netflix and we can chill and we can talk about your dog, because that's all I have as a talking point, because I have nothing else to discuss. And I know that I hope I can get you to like me and be my friend. I mean, that's what you're doing.
So you're saying I should just be straight the fuck up and be like, yo, I want to pick you up. Let's go get some ice cream and some coffee sometime.
Wait. So when you go to McDonald's, Taco Bell, or whenever you go to a fast food restaurant, be like, hi, can I take your order? You're like, hey, so, you know, I was looking at Wendy's red hair and everything, and I was like, wow, you know, those freckles are so amazing. Or you go to McDonald's, like, man, you know what? Since I was a kid, you know, Ronald McDonald, I mean, do you actually do that? Or do you put
nah,
your
I
order
in? Nah, I just go
in?
For what I want.
But
I just put my order in.
Listen. It's don't go for what you want. Go to be the need. Stop going for what you want. Because all you want is her face in a pillow and her tail up in the air. That's all you want, right? Right?
I mean, that was the first interaction. Listen. That was the first interaction. But the second interaction was different.
The third interaction, you was on some sucker stuff. That was the third interaction you told me.
Nah, that was the second interaction. No, the first interaction is what I just told you about.
As soon as you talked about Toto, she's like, well, you know what? Where do I want to put him on my roster? Do I want to put him on my dinner roster? Do I want him to be kind enough to move my furniture? Or do I want him to be that sucker to put my furniture up? Oh, better still, you know what? You know what? I might need another shoulder to cry on. But you know what? Instead of a shoulder to cry on, you know what? I'm going to invite him over so we can hang out. No. Don't reach. No. No reaching. Do you see what you're doing? And then to make it even worse. Sorry, I got my name with Angry Man. Even make it worse, dog. When you're with that woman, guess where you get to go out? You get to go out with her on the corner of You're a Loser and the Friend Zone. And then if she's nice enough, you probably get to go out on the corner of No Booty and Let's Hang Out by the stuff that you're doing. You see what I'm saying? That's what,
all right,
brother.
So, all right, damn.
How do you go
you
in
putting
there?
It into perspective, but
in
how?
All
right, but look,
I see you walking. I see you walk. Wait, did she say anything to you? What did she say anything to you? I got you 757. Did she say anything to you?
Look, upon the second interaction, yeah, she knew of me. All right, she didn't know my name or anything like that. We didn't make a formal.
Okay, what did she say to you? What did she say to you?
Look, I saw the dog. I was like, yo, is that Guido? Because that was the name of the dog that I got from her last time. So I saw the dog. I was like, Guido. She said, no, that's the other dog. Guido was my friend's dog. And then she started talking about the dog, and I was like, yeah, remember me? I have my dog,
baby
too.
Girl,
I got my husband.
Care, baby girl, I don't
and
care
it,
if the dog's name it, is Snoopy. Listen, I don't care if the dog's name is Snoopy, Scooby-Doo. I don't care if the dog's name is Rin-Tin-Tin. I don't care what that dog's name is. That's not why I'm here. I am here because you caught my eye. And the reason why I'm over here, I don't want to take too much of your time. I see that you're busy and everything. But the reason why I came over here is because I wanted to talk to you the first time, but I knew it was kind of a weird situation because I just rolled up on you. You really didn't know me that well. But listen, this is why I'm here, because I want to get to know you. And when you get the opportunity, here's my number. Why don't you give me a call so we can push this thing forward? Hey, such a cute little dog right there. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later. And then float it the fuck off.
See, I said something like that. I said something like, look, I told
you
her I saw her that first time.
Like that. Stop lying.
Look, the second interaction, listen, Steve, listen. The second interaction, I saw her. I said something a little similar to that. I said, look, I saw you that last time, and I never saw you again. And I was thinking, yo, am I ever going to see this chick again? I feel like God sent me a gift, but I ain't even take it. So I said
Whoa!
Something a little similar to that.
Wait. Hold on, 757. Time out. Please explain to my ignorant ass, what did your God give her? What did your God bring to you? Oh, wait. Are you saying he brought you her? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, you're putting it in a literal sense, Steve. I was just trying to flip with
Wait. I'm showing you why you... Hey, wait. Ready? What's this noise? What do you think that is?
Come on.
What
do
you think
they do?
I
want to know what I did.
I'm going to say it one more time. Listen real close. Tell me what this noise is.
I know exactly
what
it is. See, come on. That's a fucking dick noise.
That means it's drying up.
Oh, my God.
You are supposed to come from the land of ass and titties. You're supposed to come and take the form of man. You're supposed to tell her, baby, when I see you. Hey, you know what you just said? Hey, baby. What you need to do is when you get in your car, go two rights and a left. And then when you get to the McDonald's, you've gone too far. So you turn around. It should be on your right-hand side. You want to know what that is? You want to know what that place is? You know why I'm telling that? What do you think that place is?
My place.
No, it is not your place. Well, why do you think it's your place? No. Hell, wait, your place? Son, seriously?
School me, Steve.
No,
school me, Steve.
Not, no, caller. It's not your place. Think. It is going to Gander Mountain so she can get her shoes and get her rope so she can climb the mountain to get your curiosity, your attention, your time, your respect. And if she's lucky enough, she gets the dick. What do you mean, God brought? What did he bring her? What did he bring you? Why are you caking the woman so much?
Yeah, Steve.
You know what, God? I mean, I just want to say thank you, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because if it wasn't for him, it's like he opened up the clouds and everything was just so amazing. And, oh, my God, you just came and like, oh, my God, it's like a woman. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I mean, that's how you sound. Why do you guys think that, hello, my Nubian pretty princess queen of the Nile, and yeah, God's gift to the world, and all the precious jewelry and jewels of the... You want to know why? Because she's heard, do you know how many times since elementary school she's heard that she's God's gift? Oh, my God, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God brought me a girl. Do you know how many times she's heard that?
Yeah, yeah. I keep trying to tell you.
Yo, so I'm just look, I already know I need game. I need to learn this shit.
I gotta grab this other call, but charge it to the game. Shout out to the 285. Charge it to the game, brother.
Shit.
I know, man. You are supposed to be the gift.
Yo,
I was
doing my best, bro.
Were doing your worst you didn't know. You, hello, little Toto. Oh, this is a little cute little dog. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, Toto, she looks like she's God's gift to everyone. Oh, my God. I'm worshiping you. I am not worthy of you. Look how you sound. She's like, God.
Even then, I didn't stay there for too long. I got straight to the point, though.
What was the point?
I told her I wanted to take her out. I told her I wanted to go get some ice cream with her, get a cappuccino with her, something like that.
Wait. Where are you going to take her? Wait. So wait a second. You didn't tell her you were going to take her out to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks? You didn't mention to her that you were going to go for coffee, ice cream or something cocoa or wine on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth? You mean to tell me you didn't offer her coffee and ice cream on the corner of your face and a pillow, your ass up in the air? Please tell me, where did you want to take her? Indulge just real quick so I can laugh. Where did you offer to take her?
Look, right then and there, I was thinking, look, is this a piece of pussy or is this somebody I want to take out on a date? So I thought, look, I'm going to take her out on a date. So I moved on from there, and
tell us, my ignorant ass, what was so special about her that you wanted to take her out on a date? What did she do?
I recognized her from last time. So I saw her this time, and I wanted to take up on the opportunity before I lost out on her. I went there.
What did she do to be date worthy?
She didn't do nothing, Steve. She just sat there and looked.
What does that say about you? She's got to earn everything to a man. I'm not going to just take you out on general principle because you got a round ass.
I get that, Steve, but how am I supposed to move on to that step
her to the step process to see if she's even worth your attention and worth your time through the communication that you have.
Which is exactly why I wanted to take her out for a bit. 30 minutes of her time is all I need to figure out what her mind is at.
Wait. Has she discovered the cure of cancer? What has she done to earn the date? I got you, 757X. What has she done to earn the date? Tell me. What has she done? Oh, wait.
She didn't do shit, Steve.
Wow.
She just sat there and looked good.
She walked the dog with her right hand versus her left hand. Woo! Man, I should go ahead and buy her an expensive dinner. You hear what you're saying, brother?
Look, man, I just shoot my shot at every beautiful woman I see, no matter the consequence.
You didn't shoot any shot.
Damn.
It was desperation, neediness, trying to kiss her ass, trying to impress her, run behind her, and you were just like, hold on, let me lay on the ground. You go ahead and walk on me right now. Carpet. Yeah, I'm a carpet. Yeah, just walk all over me.
I would have said all that.
No, I'm saying all that. Wait, did you get her?
Nah, I didn't get it. She told me she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, why do you think she told you had a boyfriend? As soon as you said, oh, that's a nice dog. She said, oh, no, this guy's like a stalker. This guy's weird. There's something that's going off in her mind, like her spidey sense is saying, nah. If I give this guy some play, he's going to be insecure, he's going to be needy, and he's going to be following me around. And if I even give him a phone call, he's going to run to PetSmart, buy some toys for my dog, because that's all you made it about, and trying to impress me by, I got a little bone for the dog. Where's the dog at? Hey, there's a dog. I just love you, doggy. I just love you. That's what she's seeing from you.
That might be the case. All right, I see what you mean. All right, so look, so basically you're telling me, look, just go straight in for it. Go for what you want.
Do it. But go, yeah, you're supposed to go straight in. Why don't you go straight in?
You're
supposed to.
So you want? So you telling me? So you telling me this, y'all? All right, look, I see her right there. Hey, I remember you from last time. You remember me? My name is Brandon. What's your name? This, that, and the third. Okay, bet.
So
you
want to
go out with me sometime?
Remember me from last time? Wait a second. You don't even know her name? You already struck out. Hey, what's
I'm
going on
you,
Steve?
I didn't get
her.
I didn't get her.
I didn't get her name last time. When I saw you walking your dog a little while ago, well, I was so busy, I didn't really get a chance to go ahead and put my beard in. But here's my phone number. Go ahead and holler at me because I'd love to take you out. Get to know you in a more intimate way. Call me. That's it.
Just like that.
And if she says, I got a boyfriend, all that stuff, hey, here, take my number anyway. Call me next time you want to laugh, smile, and blush. And if she says no again, all right, take care of yourself. That's it, man. It's not hard. Hey, where do you feed your dog? I mean, I'm telling you, that's where that shit gonna go, man. Look, I got to grab 757. 757, I got you, man. So call me, throw you back in. You got another question, call back, okay? 973, stand up. Hey, just how much is that doggy in the window? I mean, you might as well sing that song. I'm saying, man, stop thinking about the dog, brother. All right, man, we'll throw
you
back in.
I got you, I got you.
All right, appreciate you, guys. It's the Man Mindset. Guys, y'all want to call in 963. 999-3056, 963-999-3056. I am the Dean. Class is in session. Let's get in.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we in this joint. Let's bring him all the way from Virginia, DMV 757. Sorry for the wait, brother. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Man, Steve, what's going on, man? Hey, I was actually put on to you by a very good friend of mine, so I definitely got to show my respect and support. So I do have a question. But sure. It also does have a story with it. So my question would be, what can I do to make – I'm trying to find the right word to describe this relationship because I don't want to call it toxic, but I want to like – there's issues there. You know what I mean? So
no, I don't know what you mean.
So pretty much
– no, I don't know what you mean.
Okay, so –
because men don't have issues. So what are you talking about?
So there is drama. So this woman is, my baby's mom is very, she could be very problematic.
Okay.
You know,
caller,
like, so pretty much
time
she'll
out, time
a
out,
little
caller,
shit.
Caller, time out. How long have you been with your baby mama for?
We've been together for about 5 years.
So tell me the first time she pulled your punk card.
You mean like her testing me?
Yeah, she pulled. I'm sure she pulled your pump card 4 years and almost 4 years, 11 months and 3 weeks within that first week or 2 weeks. Did she pull your pump card?
There's been several times where she's done that.
Okay, and what did you do when she pulled your pump card?
I guess you could say I try to make a point. I try to make her understand where I'm coming from.
Please understand me. Listen, you're in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Caller? Okay, you're in Virginia.
Yes.
I know there's more woods in West Virginia. How far are you from West Virginia?
I'm like about 2 hours away.
Okay, well, look. I'm going to get on a plane this weekend. I want to meet you in West Virginia. And what I want you to do is I want you to take me deep, deep in those woods with all your fucking feelings and shoot me the back of Mama Dubla Gaba and kill me now with that bullshit. This is why y'all lose. And what's even worse, why did you give her a baby? And why are you trying to fix something broken?
No, I hear you.
Why?
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm not
sure
this anybody wants to know. I'm asking you, why have you not brother, why would you give her the best part of you? Why would you give her a baby knowing she's disrespectful to you?
So she and I, we were talking, and there was definitely feelings there for each other, you know, and
wait,
then when
feelings,
we would link up, have our dates.
Feelings, wait. She's treating you like dirt under her shoe right now. Am I correct?
Right now, yes. Right now, yes.
Okay.
But this was like everything. But how this happened after the baby, Steve?
Okay, what is your question? But what is your question?
Is there any way that I would be able to make her understand or try to get her to appreciate, like, what I'm trying to do to provide for this family?
Well, can I tell you about women, some women out there?
Go for it,
you know,
man.
I'm not an advocate of men abusing women. I don't think a man should hit, punch, or harm a woman. Now, if it's in the bedroom and they're doing some crazy stuff, yeah, okay. But you want to know why sometimes women leave abusive relationships and come back? Because they're in their emotions, and that's okay for a woman. And I don't recommend a woman doing that. But I want to know why you're in your feminine-ass emotions. She's the male abuser. You're the woman. She's abusing you, and yet you're trying to save a family? What family are you talking about? There is no family. What are you talking about?
Damn, Steve, now you make a very, very, very good point. You definitely helped me see that and understand that, man. So I guess another question I would have for you, Steve, is, all right, so everything is calm. So I'm going to go ahead and paint the picture for you. So everything is calm right now, man. So, the drama, all that bullshit has stopped.
Have you heard the story about the scorpion and the frog, right?
Refresh my memory, please.
The scorpion was trying to go across the street. The frog said, "You can hop on my back. I'll take you across the street." Frog hops across the street and gets all to the other side of the street, and the scorpion stung him. And he's like, "Damn, why'd you sting me?" He said, "Shit, I was always a scorpion. What are you talking about? He is what he is.
Damn. And
just because there's peace." See, this is why y'all need to learn how to be more like men. Do you understand that a man does not tolerate disrespect?
Oh,
why
yes, sir.
Would I get somebody pregnant that's disrespectful? Why would I be around disrespect? Do you have a son or a daughter, sir?
Ooh, two daughters and one son.
From this woman right here?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I want you to do, dog. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and, like the predator, just rip your spine out, put that shit up in the tree, unattach your balls, and bury that in the yard. And I want you to crawl and go wear a dress, find your prettiest dress that you can wear, and I just want you to be in there and make sure you tell your son, happy wife, happy life, don't make mom mad, I'm going to sleep on the couch, it's okay, son, and all this other stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to do
that. This is the problem with you dwellers. All you're doing is eating grass. And you expect her to respect you?
Look, she don't see the respect.
No, it's not about being disrespectful to the woman. It's having a standard, okay?
Right.
All right, I got to get back to the show, man. Yeah, I got to get back to the show.
I appreciate your advice, man.
You need some coaching, but I'm saying, listen. Love your kids, please, okay? And be the best father that you can be for your kids. But what I would do if it were me, I'm going to the courthouse, and I'm going to just set up child support because this is a bad situation. But you have created this situation. You have created the disrespect that you're dealing with right now. You've created this. Because you have no love for yourself, no standards for yourself, and you don't love yourself enough to even, why would she even get your time being that? Why would, and again, I know not, I'm glad you're a father, but I want to say to these other guys out here, stop nutting up in women who don't have your name.
Right.
Come on, man. You got to be a better man, okay?
Steve, I appreciate you, brother.
We don't need to get too deep in your business, but just get back to me, okay?
Nah, we'll definitely be in touch, man.
Definitely do, and I appreciate you, brother. All right, shout out. Thank you, brother.
You too, brother.
Much love. 225, got you 1 second. Ron E., thank you for the super chat, brother. Thank you, brother. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the show. I appreciate all you guys. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. And we're talking about stop wasting time. We'll get right back into it. Let me grab this other call real quick. We'll get right back into it. 225, can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hi, I'm on.
How can I help you, sir? What's your question?
My question is, so I'm trying to better myself on taking more risks and life, really.
Okay, can you count to five, please? Can you count to five?
What'd you say?
Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So why is it that you're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 when I actually count to five, but you call it like, I would like to take risks? You know, why can't you articulate words? And why can't you speak up? Let your nuts drop from your stomach and speak up. What's going on here?
All right, so look, I'm trying to really understand myself and better myself.
How?
In everything.
Tell me about what are you trying to understand about yourself?
All right, so throughout the day, I start to tend to be in my head and everything.
Wait, speak up, young man. What's in your head? Speak up. What's in your head?
I start to talk down about myself.
You talk down about yourself? Okay, wait a second. What are you saying about yourself? Why are you? What are you saying to talk down to yourself?
I'm getting these negative thoughts.
I didn't ask what you're getting. I asked what you were saying, sir. Okay, let me slow it down. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying?
I'm not being more confident enough in everything that I'm doing.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yep. Maybe we have a slight disconnect. Sir, what are you saying to yourself?
In my head, I'm telling myself that I am not doing highly as I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, in what? And doing highly in what? Okay, we got one thing. In what?
And becoming my higher self.
Okay, but then what are you doing right now? Where are you saying this at? Are you saying this from your bedroom? Are you saying this from your job? Where are you saying this stuff from?
I'm saying this from home.
How old are you?
And now...
How old
I'm in high school, 16.
You're 16 years old. You're right. Okay, listen. Okay, well, congratulations on graduating. Listen, what I'm saying is why are you tearing yourself down? Why are you saying these lies to yourself that you have created as a truth? Why are you saying this, young man?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, let's be honest here. Now, all this has to do with girls. Am I correct? Let's just be honest. You tear yourself down because of girls.
No, I feel like I'm confident, but I need to stay confident in everything that I do.
Wait, brother, in the game, you either are or not, so stop lying. Okay, I'm going to be straight with you. You're not confident, so let's stop lying about that shit, okay? Yeah, let's stop lying. So what are you trying to be confident in, sir? Let's just talk about it. What is it that you're trying to be confident in?
Anything that I do. Like, whenever I wake up in the morning, I go ahead to the gym and just be on.
Okay. Sir, the gym has nothing to do with what's internal. Okay, so take out the gym. I'm asking you, the man that says I'm not good enough, what is it you're trying to be good enough in that you're saying you're not good enough at?
As my whole life and everything.
What about, give me one thing.
All right, so I be in tune with spirituality. I be outside. I be trying to find my...
All right, something outside spirituality. I don't want to get into it. Okay, something outside of spirituality. Give me something else.
communication with everybody that I be around. Yeah, basically.
You don't believe in yourself, how you communicate?
Yeah, basically. And my voice, I've been trying to, you know, just.
Young man, I've always been a very competitive person. I don't care if it was kickball, wall ball, pin dodgeball, army dodgeball, freeze tag, Marco Polo, football, basketball, paper football, electric football, playing video game football. I hated to lose. But when I lost, because I lost, do you think I would tell myself I ain't shit? Do you think I would knock myself down?
No.
No, why? But why do you think that is?
Because in the activities that you're doing, you would want to better yourself at what are you doing at the moment.
I don't want to better myself. I want to understand myself. I can't better anything if I don't understand me. And learning why this is not going right for me. And then once I get that why, then I must have to try to figure out how I'm going to fix that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I understand.
All right, so I got to go. But what I'm saying is, do you have an uncle or a grandfather that you can talk to?
Yeah, I have a pop. I talk to
okay,
him.
Well, go to your pops and let them know. Look, pops, I'm having some trouble as far as my communication skills. What are some ideas I can do, okay, big guy? And if pops don't ask you, just call me back when I got you, okay?
All right.
All right, stand up, young man. You okay? Listen. It's going to be okay, okay? The world is your oyster when you believe in yourself, okay? So you just got to stop and push aside the negative. See, remember, what you think of yourself is how you talk to yourself, okay? All right? So what I want you to do, no affirmations or anything like that, just look that young 16-year-old man in the mirror and just say, I love you and I got your back. And I promise he's going to say the same thing to you, okay?
All right,
well, stand up, young man. I got to continue. But thank you for the call, okay? Let me know, okay, bud guy?
All right,
yeah, it's going to be okay, man, okay? You're going to be all right, okay?
Oh, yeah, after this call, I just, you know, it has been a way better experience.
Yeah, well, hey, brother, after this call, I just want you to work on you. Whatever you feel that you're failing at, face it face on. And I don't want you to cuss them out. I don't want to cuss right now, but face that thing and say, F you. You are not in control of me. You cannot tell me what to do. You will not bring me down, put me down, or show me that I'm not worth anything because I am who I am. Okay, young man? Because I had to, I had to do this at 9. You had did it at 16, but at 9, I had to realize that I had to learn myself.
And now you do.
Yeah, I had to learn it now because I wanted it, man. I wanted it bad, man. I've always had a conquering mentality. I've always wanted to win. And it is not winning my opponent. So what I want you to realize is last thing, stop looking at the opponent. Stop looking at the pieces and create the board. Because the opponent and the pieces have to play by the rules of the board, okay? So be the board. Don't be anything else, okay, young man?
Yes, sir. I understand.
All right. We'll throw you back in. Respect. Good call, young man. Guys, let's keep going, guys. I want to call in. Y'all got the number. We are chopping it up. Shout out to everybody. Let's listen to me. Let's get back into taking risks, okay? And I want to talk about benefits because there are benefits to taking risks, gentlemen, okay? There are benefits. I keep telling you there are so many opportunities for you in the risk. There's so many things that you can learn about yourself in the risk. As I said before, the moment you decide to take the risk, gentlemen, regardless of what happens, remember, guys, we never look at the last domino. The last domino is none of our business, because the last domino does not create our reality. So when we take the moves of great men, kings, and emperors, which you guys are, there is no risk. It's just a move that you're making. It's, listen, the move that you're making, now, I want you to understand this, because a lot of y'all guys in your mind think the risk is the greatest thing that's going to weigh you down and hold you back. But let me say something. Hold on, 984. Let me finish this. The thing that I want you to understand is that risk is just one thought. Remember, one word. Excuse me, one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one page, of one chapter, of one book on yourself. So don't look at it as the end all be all to stopping you from growing yourself. That step that you're going to take is just expanding your comfort zone, okay? I tell all you guys to listen to me. Stop being the third pig in the fairy tales. Stop being and living in your own prison. Take the risk. It will always work out. Listen, when it doesn't work out, it works for you. If you can just eliminate the end result, you will take the risk all the time, because I am not my end result. I am what I am before the result even happens to me, gentlemen. Let me go and grab 948 real quick, and let me continue what I was talking about. 948, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, okay. So before I ask this question, I just want to give a little premise, like kind of a
I don't need the premise. Just ask the question. I got you. What's the question?
Thank you. Okay, it's kind of wild. It's kind of out there, but I'm just going to say
it. No, it's not out there. Just ask the question. What's your question?
Think about moving off grid in lights of everything going digital.
Time out. Listen, I want you to understand something. Listen. Get a piece of paper and draw a circle, because I'm going to show you where you are totally I see where you're going with this, but you're doing it mm-hmm. for the wrong reasons, okay?
Okay.
See, you don't even need a piece of paper. I'll break it down to you. Okay. You're trying to go off grid, right? You're trying to get away from what, the lights, the city, and the electricity. Am I correct?
Pretty much.
Then what's the difference between going out in the middle of nowhere and just turning off your lights and your electric things? What's the difference?
I guess accessibility.
It's just because it's there, we make the choice of using it. So what is you going off the grid supposed to do for you, big guy?
More freedom. I feel like I'm kind of in a cage when I'm to the city.
Freedom of what?
Honestly, that's a good question. It's all the same.
Then you can't go off the grid, because if you can't answer the why you're going off the grid, then don't go off the grid. You don't even know why you're going off the grid. Is someone telling you to do? What makes you want to go off the grid? Why? Why do you want to go off the grid? What is that going to do for you?
It's me at least having more privacy, more room to expand.
Close
my
your door.
Manifestation.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait. Close your door. Pull the lights down. Put the blinds and shades up. There's your privacy.
That's true. But that's only in the confines.
Okay, let me tell you your problem. You're doing You have done what I tell most of you guys where y'all mess up. You have made an I do and I am. And an I do is going off the grid. That's an action that you're doing outside of yourself. But what you have done is you've taken that action outside of yourself, and you're saying to yourself, well, if I go off the grid, I'm going to be free of what? Of what? What are you going to be free of? Now, listen. You ready, caller? I want you to do everything you can to go off the grid. Why do you think I say that?
is my decision, I guess. You know,
No. Because you're going off the wrong grid. You think by running away from the lights is going to change your mindset, and it doesn't work that way. The grid I want you to go off of is the one in your mind that has got you covered and boxed in. It's not the light's fault. It's not the boom and the noise of the outside world. You must go off of your own grid in your mind, young man. And you can do that from the comfort of your home, in the bathtub, or in the bed. Does not matter. You can go away. Why would you run away from technology? You think, well, let me guess. Technology is corrupting you, you think? Is that the question? Is that the probably the aid that you're going to give? The technology is corrupting you?
To be honest, I think part of it, yeah. If you want my
Let's keep going. How is technology corrupting you, in which way? In what way?
Oh, here's a good example. Like, simply, I like to meditate, right? I really don't have the option to have complete silence inside of my house, you know, which is
why?
Like one
wait,
domain.
Why?
I have other people who live with me. I still live with family, sir. So, you know,
So what you going to do? I saw a Walt Disney movie back in the 70s where the kid just grabbed his little stick and went out to the what you going to do, live in a tree? You going to live in a tree? Like hunt for, like with a stick or something? What are you going to do off the grid? You can't even afford your own place.
I'm not trying to go to that.
But
it's
saying
just to have,
you can't even afford your own place.
But not yet, man. You know how the this is what I mean. The way the world is heading, it's not getting any easier to live in.
You're making excuses now. Why don't you take some earplugs and stuff them in your ear, and then you will get your silence? But what tells me that bullshit ass meditation you're doing, you better fire and stop doing that bullshit. Because you're not actually meditating. Because if you were actually meditating and one with yourself, you can close off everything around you. Everything becomes silence when you are actually one with your core, young man. So you're you don't understand what you're saying. You're screwing all this up, man. So you're telling me because you can't meditate, you want to leave the electricity because you can't meditate?
No. That's not the only reason. I really haven't got to ask myself.
Give me another reason.
I guess you already knocked privacy out.
Give me another reason.
If you want me to be honest, what I was trying to say, man, is it's getting more invading. Like, privacy is being invading,
come
man.
On.
And I feel,
what is wait. Son, how old are you?
I just turned 21.
Two problems. Do you understand when you're living with your parents that they don't have to do shit for you? But begs the next question. What are you doing for a living?
I do landscaping, but I recently just quit my job, to be honest, man.
Why would you do that?
I was dealing with racism, wasn't getting paid on time,
I understand that. Listen, young man, listen. I'm not trying to joke. Okay, you're 21 years old, okay? You're 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a powwow with you because you worried about the wrong shit, young man. You're 21 years old. Do you understand that you are technically 3 years behind your graduating class? You do understand that, right? You understand that?
Yeah.
And my question is, right now is a time for you to get off of your lazy ass and start a thing called a career, because you're going to blink. You're 21 right now. You're going to blink and you're going to be 28, and you're going to blink and you'll be 33. When you throw your hat up in the air, young man, that and it drops, then you are working towards your retirement. You have fucked off 3 years of your life. But you're worried more about meditation and privacy when you're a grown-ass man living with your parents? Do you see the disconnect?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know,
well,
I
try
really
to make it sometimes.
Time.
Well, that's why you're here,
yeah.
And that's why you're talking to me. That's why you're here and why you're talking to me, because I don't want you to fail in life by just hopping around job after job after job. Because let me tell you something. Doesn't matter if it's Burger King, Walmart, or a Fortune 500 club or a company. They're going to judge you for the color of your skin. Welcome to the real world. You will never be able to run away from the judgment of other people. They're going to judge you off of everything you say and everything you do. So you better buckle you. You better buckle up and accept that. But you quit a job and you don't even have another job set up. And you're living with your parents. You're not free anymore. You're not paying bills. And if you're giving your parents a little bit of chump change money, you ain't paying bills. I had to get out. Listen, let me tell you, my dad told me, thank God, he pulled my little cake ass aside. He said, hey, son, you got a choice. You go to college, you go to the military, but you got to get the fuck out of my house. So your parents are even doing you a bad disservice because they are reinforcing your lazy ass. Who, by the way, wants to go out to the wilderness because the big bad, I can't meditate. Do you understand the problem? You thinking about fucking privacy and you ain't got no job? You ain't got no career? And all you want is privacy?
I mean, it's only been a few days, but I hear.
I don't care. But you're three years behind your classmates. They're in school. Some of them are in school, and some of them have started their career. And you over here doing all this landscaping, complaining about racism. And then privacy, because you want to get away from it all, from the comfort of your parents' house. The comfort of not having to worry about a meal or worry about electricity, but you want to be in your little stuck-up bubble thinking, I can make it out there. You can't make it out there because you're not equipped to make it out there, son. Why don't you – listen, and I hate pushing this, but I want to tell you, why don't you get your lazy ass in the military?
Hey, bills, I know that's really what I'm about to be doing for the rest of my life, but that's why I asked you that question.
Wait. I didn't say to do the military for the rest of your life. You need to get the fuck out your parents' house. You should not be 21 years old living with mommy and daddy. You should not be 21 years old with the nerve to say, well, I need to get away from it all because I just don't have any privacy. Because you live with your fucking parents who's allowed to yell, scream, and do whatever they want in the comfort of their home.
Yeah.
You got to wake up, young man. And this is the problem with you young boys out here. You got to wake up and be better than what you are, man. And listen, I'm not telling you to go in the military, but I'm going to tell you why it was great. Because, number one, you get to travel. You get to learn a trade. You get 3 square meals that you don't have to pay for, so you save your money. You get free housing, save your money. And you get to learn shit and take the GI Bill where you put money in, they'll double that. So you can even go to college while you're there. So if you're not doing anything and there's opportunity, and listen, and you don't have to fight infantry and be on the front lines where they scare you. You take the test, and they will give you a list of choices that you can choose from. You go to boot camp. You get your job. You either fly and go to your thing, your base, and you start your life. But you start your life where you don't have to binge off of your parents.
But that's my question, man. Like, I'm thank you for all that you've been saying to me so far, but that's what I'm confused on. I don't know if I want to be. I don't know if I want to, you know, go in and go out being just a functioning member of society forever, paying bills in a nice little house, or be out.
Wait a second. You ain't.
You know,
I hope
you understand what I'm asking.
No, wait. What are you saying? I want to hear this. What?
Like, I'm not talking about being a bum, not having any responsibilities, because I know, like, what God says in his work. Like, I read the Bible. I'm not a Christian, but I believe, you know,
I know you read any book you want to read. I don't want to make this stuff about the Bible, because the Bible ain't got nothing to do with the fact that you're lazy as fuck. So, please, explain what you're saying.
I mean, instead of working for money, I'm trying to cut out money, which is the middleman.
All right, listen.
You know, growing
listen,
my own.
If that's everything, you know what? Then pack your shit up and walk out that door right now. And you want to do, hey, there you go. Grab all your shit, put it in a bag, tell mom and dad goodbye, and head north, east, south, and west. There you go. What? Hey, if you want to do it, why not do it right now? What was stopping you?
That thing is property. It's not.
No, I'm asking you why. Wait. Why aren't you getting that? Let me ask a question. When did you have this lazy ass idea? When did this idea form in your head?
I wouldn't call it lazy, but it really kind of formed in the middle.
No,
of
I'm gonna show you why. Wait, sir, I'm about to show you, sir. I'm about, sir. You're talking to a cold motherfucker, so I'm gonna show you in a second. When did you come up with this idea?
Around junior year in high school, sir.
Junior year in high school. So let's see, junior year, you've been for 5 or 6 years, right? Junior high school, so let's say 5 years. 5 years, right? 5 years, right?
Just about, yeah.
And you're telling me you ain't a lazy piece of shit right now? You're telling me that you had this idea 5 years ago. So when you threw up your little cupcake-ass hat or your graduation thing, right? You should have put a little duffel bag and say, see ya, I'm out. Why didn't you do that? Because you're fucking lazy.
There's no plan.
No,
that's
you should have. You've
taught.
Been doing this for 5 years. There's got to be a plan if it's been 5 years. You
not
think
as nearly as I've been
do taught. It.
How to
I'm
get
sorry?
A job. I've only known how to follow
no,
instructions.
No, wait,
tell me.
You don't need a, wait. The plan is you don't want a job. You want to live off the fucking land. You want to be Tarzan and shit and just be one with nature, right? That's the plan, right? Right?
Yes.
Well, if that's the plan, then why the fuck are you not, why aren't you with a long duck, some raggedy-ass drawers, trying somewhere in the woods out there?
That's a good question.
It's not a good question because I'm showing you why you're lazy as fuck. You said you want to do it, but you ain't got to go out there and do that shit because the world beats your weak ass up. So you want to be in the comfort of dear old mommy and dear old daddy. Look at you. What a fucking waste. You're not even man enough to go out to the woods. You've been thinking about this shit since junior high. Why don't you pack the fuck up and go? Caller, I'm waiting. Why don't you pack up?
I just say it. It's easier having a job, man. Easier paying bills.
I thought you said you didn't want it. Steve, I don't want the job. I want to get away from society.
I know it's a stepping stone, but like,
A stepping stone? Motherfucker, you've been 5 years. How many fucking stepping stones do you need to realize you ain't shit and you ain't going to do shit? It's been 5 fucking years and you're still the same weak-minded motherfucker that ain't going to do shit. And you know why I'm mad? I'm not mad at you for this. I'm mad because motherfuckers like me who got money got to pay your fucking taxes. That's what the fuck I'm mad at. Because I gotta help and pay your shit. Because they take money from our fucking asses to help your asses out. That's why I'm mad. But what I'm saying to you is, why don't you get off your lazy ass and walk out that door and go right into the wilderness?
I just don't think that's a good plan, just to walk out
wait,
like that.
This is the plan
that
you're but this is the plan in junior high school, right? It's always been a plan. Steve, I'm not lazy. This has always been a plan since I was in junior high school. Why the fuck ain't you out there eating insects and shit? Scratching your fucking beard from the ticks and mites and shit. Living in a tree and shit. Wait a second. Wait. I guess you're going to go out into the woods and then magically an airplane is going to ship you some money and shit, clothes and food. What the fuck do you think you're going to be doing? What do you think you're going to be doing out there, dog?
Living off the land, like you said earlier, but not like Tarzan, man. You know, more realistic.
All right, man. All right, dog. Well, I can't help you. I think you're in the wrong place. You need to go to the fucking wilderness 101 room or some shit, dog. Because my God, you have failed as a man. You have failed, and there's nothing that anybody can do, big guy. You have failed, big guy. You have failed. What a shame. God damn it. Another motherfucker. I have to take care of another motherfucker, man. Taxes. Fuck.
So there's no advice, or am I just hopeless? It sounds like I don't.
Motherfucker. Wait. Is there advice? Bitch, did I not tell you to go to the army? Didn't I tell you to get off your lazy ass and go to the army? How do you say there's no advice?
Understand.
No. What I want you to do, again, you can do that and grab your little bag and go out into the world. But hey, guess what? Why would you do that when you're a mommy's boy? You love those hot meals that your mother and father are giving your grown ass. You love the fact that you ain't paying bills. You love the fact that you can sit on your fucking lazy ass and your parents allowing that shit. Your parents have failed you.
I do pay bills. You didn't even ask me that.
Oh,
I pay
bills. Hey, Bill. How can you pay things now? You ain't got no job. Are you paying your insurance?
Yes, sir, I do.
You pay your car. So what are you paying when you ain't got no job? How you paying your car insurance when you ain't got no job?
It's only been a couple days, sir. I said that earlier. I just left. You know, it was last Friday. That was my last day.
Because the mean people were saying, what were they doing that was so racist? Were they throwing bananas at you or something? What were they doing that was so racist?
No.
Well, tell
he
me.
Was just
I mean, goddamn,
later.
How bad could that be? I mean, my God, were they coming, were they wearing blackface and dancing and shit?
No.
What were they doing that was so racist?
He was paying me late and finding any excuse to tell me why I was late every week. I just got tired
but
of it.
But you took that job on, man. You decided, how long were you at that job for?
Probably a good 3 weeks. You know, it was almost a month.
Right.
I got put on
so
to my last
when
box.
You saw it the first time, you let that shit slide and you dog, man, look, man. I gotta help those that need some help. But I appreciate the call, guys. I'm over the lines up. You take care, 984. Man, I gotta let you go, dog. I apologize, guys. But this is what I'm talking about, man. This is what's wrong with what's going on today. Are y'all kidding me? Guys, go open the lines back up. Give me a second. We open the lines up. We're going to talk about taking risk and everything. Let me reset the lines and everything, guys.